Hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive, a very, very, very special episode of Dumpster Dive. Last year, we had a blast chatting with two of our favorites from the Dumpster Dive podcast universe, Spencer Glass and Bradley Gibson. They've been on the pod many times, and last year we did a fun little round table of things that we thought were extra gay, things that screamed gay in honor of Pride Month in the reality television universe, and we decided to bring it back again this year. So the three of us gals are going to gab about all of the moments that make us scream, "That's gay," and I have Bradley and Spencer with me here today. Boys, hello, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Spencer, you sounded like Jill Zarin. Hi.
I mean, would you expect less? I'm a New York Jew, and I know how to make an entrance, just like our baby Jill.
You do.
You do, honestly. No one makes an entrance quite like you. In fact, I've seen you make an entrance in heels and a wig, so.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, we should mention that when we go on vacations with Spencer, he often makes us, it's funny, you make us compete in this challenge where we all have to make an entrance to a song, but in reality, it's just an opportunity for you to make an entrance to the song of your choice.
Not to challenge you off the top of the podcast. It's more like I do an entrance in heels. We put on some kind of musical song, and then I think everyone just gets inspired and everyone wants to also do it, but like to mask the fact that everybody wants to do it, we just blame it on like Spencer creates this like drag competition. I think I just inspire it.
Your house mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Spencer is house mom. I will never forget the first time Spencer put on a wig in college, and it was like a new part of your personality had finally been explored.
Like click.
No, it was wild. It really was that. It was like I understand.
It was incredible. Honestly,
I don't have plans for auditioning for Drag Race. We'll get there, but just so everybody knows, because Bradley and Tom were there for this, my drag name is officially Gorge Washington.
Wait, it really is.
If there ever is a time that I can do it, it's only Gorge Washington.
It's
that's
hilarious.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Wow. We came up with that pretty intoxicated.
Yeah.
Gorge Washington.
Gorge Washington is so good. You got to wear a lot of white wigs, too.
I don't know if Gorge Washington has to look like George Washington, but I think there has to be an old-fashioned sense to Gorge Washington, a la me doing pink.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And I feel like being consistent with a white wig, like no matter what the style is, it's always white. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
How aesthetically pleasing, like too, right?
Uh-huh. I like it. And a little Founding Father kitten heel. I love all of the, this is going to get dark sort of, but I mean, I do love the memes and the internet being like, for all those that like think that drag queens are toxic and wigs and heels are of like Satan. And then it's like, you look at all the, go to any museum in DC and look at the Founding Fathers and mama, they're in day drag.
George Washington had a white wig and had teeth made of slaves' teeth. Like he was a monster. Yeah.
A monster.
But it's totally fine for Madison Cawthorn to dress in drag, right? That's fine, right?
Oh, I didn't expect to talk about Madison Cawthorn today, but thank you.
Right. We have to.
We have to. You're right.
Who was the first founding father or like adjacent to their lives that like slayed the girls?
Like
who set the bar? I feel like Thomas Jefferson. He kind of fucked it up. He was rich and obnoxious.
Yeah, but they were stealing. They were stealing from the Brits. You know, that was their.
They were aesthetic. Already killing it.
Well, you know who actually really slayed the game? So I just saw the revival that's coming to Broadway of 1776. I saw it in Boston, and you know who slayed the game? John Adams. John Adams was. What? Fierce, like that guy. Like, yes, he wasn't a founding father. I think he was a delegate. I'm sounding way smarter than I actually am. I don't actually like totally understand.
You really? No, I'm actually gonna say you sounded so smart there. I thought that right when you said he's like, you said it so confidently that he was a delegate.
But he was kind of like an inclusive daddy, and I'm I'm all for it. I'm excited for everybody to see it.
You know what I've gathered from this conversation is that we should teach a history class. Right?
Okay.
Who would slay? Like, on the word reason we're like, we're like, who slayed the first? You know who slayed? John Adams.
Well, you know, supposedly Lincoln was, you know.
Oh, he liked dick. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a big dick daddy. I mean, the math, you got to, he had to have had a big dick.
Lincoln had a huge dick.
Horse cock. There's no way he
slayed the girls. Can you imagine?
Slay the game with the digital drop.
Without emancipation dropped. Slay the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of those girlies were gay.
Yeah. We've always been here, okay?
Yeah. I think they'd rather us be on the DL, which doesn't make any sense to me, you know? Like, because so many of those gross Republican fucks are gay. Yeah, like,
suck my dick, but, you know?
Yeah, you know, Lindsey Graham is dying to play Edna Turnblad in Hairspray. Like, they're all little.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham is dying to talk to someone about Drag Race.
But Tom, I think we're about to give a history lesson. Like, I actually feel like this is history. Like, we are. This is reality TV show history within Pride. And I stand by it. I actually think this is a history lesson.
Yeah.
So last year we had the two of you on to chat about, you know, each of us picked five moments that, you know, said that's gay to us. One that has still sat in my mind that I keep thinking about that, Spencer, you said was the Real Housewives of Potomac theme song.
And I was going to reuse it this episode, but I knew you would bring it up because I fully, fully, fully stand by it. Actually, I was thinking today, the Real Housewives of Potomac theme song, it sounds like a Tony Awards interlude, like between, like when someone wins the award and then like a new person walks on stage to present, like, bum-ba-dum, bum-ba-dum, please welcome Christian Chenoweth. Ba-dum-bum, bum-ba-dum, bum-ba-dum.
The drums.
That is so accurate. It really is that.
Oh my gosh.
I miss those women so much. It's really been, I know that we're in the usual cycle. They don't usually come on till I think like late summer, but I don't know. Are y'all, I'm like missing
what
them.
A treat it is when they show up, because they just give it to us. I feel like it's so much more unfiltered than the other franchises. Maybe it will get there.
It's so good.
Eventually, and I will be sad when that happens, but man, they just give it everything they got.
It also is the only franchise, in my opinion, where they really actually let the guard down on their personal lives with men. Everybody else is so afraid on every other franchise. I mean, you have everything on this franchise. I think I would argue it's number one. Don't kill me.
No, I completely agree. I think they've proven themselves to be the one. Because even last season, like, there wasn't like a moment. There wasn't like a scandal. It was just like old school, like housewives doing dumb, petty shit. And it's hilarious. There's drama. There's everything. They're not trying too hard. It's just, they're amazing. I love them so much.
Amazing.
I know it literally just premiered today, but I watched the first episode of Ultimate Girls Trip, the new season, this morning before work. Did either of you watch it?
No, but I'll be doing that.
Any parts of it?
The second we get off of this Zoom.
I am so excited for like Democrats versus Republicans. Like,
it's essentially what
it is. I'm so fucking excited.
Those women are dangerous together.
Dangerous. And Vicky. Just, I think, honestly, I've never seen Vicky in a liberal state. She's like she's melting in a liberal state. Like, you'll notice when you see it, she looks like she's doing, like the worst version of day drag. Like, her makeup is, like, spilling onto her face as she's sitting in Dorinda's back porch.
Horrible.
And Steve Lodge broke up with her the day before they started filming. So, like, that's Steve Lodge honking that horn over there. I don't know if you heard the car horn. You literally, like, not 24 hours before she went to film, he dumped her.
Wow. We don't have to get into it, but I will say, I know that she doesn't like deserve it. And I know that you think I'm like a super fan, but I appreciated her first season. I actually think Noella should have been on this girl's trip because I think that's...
Wait, what?
Yes, just think about it. Think about like Dorinda versus Noella, Tamara versus Noella, Vicky versus Noella, Brandy versus Noella. Just think about it. I said we don't have to go into it. Just think about it.
Yeah, we won't go into that. It's also called Ex-Wives Club because it's ex.
You're right. Oh, you're right.
But personality-wise, I see what you mean. And seeing her and Dorinda face off would be like really amazing. And Vicky would be disgusted.
But can we quickly mention last night's Beverly Hills? Erica being drunk.
Yes, we can.
This is my first time I didn't watch. I like.
You're fine. You're fine. We weren't even going to talk about it. We'll talk about it for a second. Erica being drunk was hilarious, but also I'm like, girl, that's pills. You should not be taking that
with
many pills.
Alcohol.
No, you can't do that.
That's how people, you know, that's how they got Miss Monroe.
Not Miss Monroe. She's been through enough this year, Bradley. Kim fucked up her dress.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
She really is the name on everybody's lips this year.
Is it her 100th birthday?
I mean, not Kim, Marilyn.
Is it like her 100th birthday or something weird?
I don't know.
That movie's coming in.
Maybe this is unpopular.
It's supposed to be incredible.
I'm going to say something unpopular. I don't care as much, I think, as the rest of the world does about
her. Yeah, I think the people that care about her are also like dying.
I just don't think she's the moment. That's why I was surprised when Kim did what she did with the dress, because I was like, this isn't really the moment like that you think it is, to me at least. Maybe I'm the lone one here.
Yeah,
but
I feel like, you know, the people that take in that type of stuff, the majority are at an age now where they're not consuming a lot of love and facts and care from Marilyn Monroe. So when it happened, they're like, we're all kind of like, who? Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Although I do love Some Like It Hot. That's a great movie.
Oh yeah, she was a star, man.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I'm a little.
Absolutely, I'm not saying she's not a star.
Yeah, she. I mean, she set the bar. Like Anna Nicole Smith. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Kim. Sorry.
Kim.
Paris.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was Marilyn.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I'm just saying, like. Maryland history to me, it's all, I feel like there's always something, a documentary, a movie. I'm like, I don't know that I care.
I got it. You're good. Yeah.
That much. Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm good. Okay. Well, I think that's about time. So each of us here wrote down 5 moments in reality television, either this year or just in general, that make us say that's gay. And we're just going to go around and say that. And please, when you're listening to this, go to the Dumpster Dive Instagram. We will post all of our moments there and a nice little highlight reel. If you're like, I don't remember that, I need a refresher, check it out there at Dumpster Dive Pod. It will be there. But I will, I'll start us off just to get us going here. And speaking of Potomac, I wanted to start out with someone from Potomac. And something I was thinking about today is like, let's talk about what's gay, right? And something that gays really gravitate towards, especially musical theater gays, underdogs, right? A gay loves an underdog. I mean, Spencer knows like women who were in the back corner swing what day they went on in Curtains on Broadway. And we met her at a wedding a couple weeks ago. and so I have to tip my hat to the one and only one season one wonder, Ascala.
Loved her.
Because here's the thing. Ascala is an underdog and she won't be back again. But I just want to tip my hat and say that's gay. Because she really made her own impact. And I wish her well. And she was gorgeous. And once again, if you somehow stumble upon this when you Google search your name, just know that there is a community of gays that love and respect
you. We're
rooting
for you.
And just going off that, Ascala, I loved Ascala. Ascala got verified on Instagram faster than most housewives. Some housewives who are still recurring are not verified yet. She got verified like that, and that's gay. Moving on.
That's gay. That's clout. Who wants to go next?
I'm going to perform mine.
Okay.
It's simple, and it's just this. Enough!
Love it.
Taylor doing that. And also with Ultimate Girls Trip coming out, I recently have been reminded of it again in like a really like visceral way. And it is, it's iconic and it's fucking gay.
It is gay. She's so heightened in everything she does. She's interesting to me. She's because on paper, when she joined Beverly Hills, she kind of seemed like the sleepy, boring one at first. But she really brings a lot to the table. And I'm remembering that watching Ultimate Girls Trip. I'm like, oh, you really brought a lot of things. And she's also willing to get in the drama.
Yeah, she'll get in the drama. She'll also like bring her life fully to the table. And damn, her life was something when Beverly Hills started. Like Beverly Hills would not be what it is if she hadn't experienced those things. Those awful, traumatic, sad things. But like, wow.
Yeah. Agreed.
Enough.
Also, team Brandy at the game night because they were so mean to her.
Always.
Yeah.
I'm usually team Brandy.
Yeah, I think Brandy's delivery leaves a bit to be desired, but like, I mean, the moments though, like the fights, oftentimes I'm team Brandy because everyone is so mean to her just because she's pretty, and she's like, okay, why are you jealous? Spencer, take it away.
Okay. I'm going to also perform mine. I think that's the only way to do
it.
Okay, great. Okay, here we go. I wrote it down. Beast, how dare you?
I would get that tattooed on me, I think.
I think when I think of Housewives, I think of Kim Richards calling Eileen a beast, and I think of like Eileen, and so just so y'all know and anybody listening, my gayest moments, it comes from a theatrical jaw-dropping. It makes me want more. There's moments that I love, but there's moments that make me want more. Mm-hmm. Eileen going into full Lady Macbeth mode, like the alto Shakespearean voice, the eyes, the truthfulness, that was gay.
She really hit a low, like in theater school, you like have to talk about where something's coming from. Like that was guttural, like in her low abdomen.
Guttural, and I would argue she's probably the strongest actress to have appeared on the Housewives franchise.
I agree. And I think that also an underdog, and she deserves a return.
Yes. Woo, this is exciting. Okay,
so my next one, I'm going to say Kathy Hilton's social media manager. That's gay. Because I don't know if anyone's noticed, but ever since Kathy Hilton allegedly called someone a fag, which I still want to make a t-shirt that says Kathy Hilton called me a faggot. Let me know if you would buy it. ever since that, the whole rumor mill started, she is all over. Name a gay TikTok star. Her social media manager has her Instagram and she is commenting like, love you for you, love everything about you. Yes, queen, go absolutely off. What is her name? Dylan. I can't remember Dylan's last name. There's a trans woman, Dylan, who has this whole Instagram account where she goes through like her days of girlhood and please follow her. I will DM me and I'm happy to share her profile with you. I'm sorry, I'm not coming up with her last name right. It starts with an M, her last name. But she, Kathy is constantly commenting under her post being like, love you, you are such a light.
But also
like, this is not you, Kathy.
Showing up to events where Dylan is also and getting pictures. It's like, we know what's happening.
She's getting ahead of the story, and I can't wait. But cheers to her gay social media manager, because you're gay. Okay. Bradley, take it
away. Yes, my next one, I'm staying on Beverly Hills. Mine is the Sutton-Erica feud. It's very gay to me. That dinner party, Harry Hamlin's, was it Harry's birthday party? the back and forth and just like the intense, like, fuck you. Like the back.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Like, it's so. And the Erica saying, slender. Like,
it's very like City of Angels.
It's very feud, Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. Like,
yeah, it is very 20s Hollywood. Like, it's. And she. Both of them are the types of people that rehearse things in the shower. Like, you know, like those types of people, like not rehearsal for a performance. I mean, rehearsal, like when you want to choose someone out and you're like, you're in the shower and you're like, what I'm going to say to them is like, don't you ever do this to me again. And then it's like, and then they're like, don't you ever do this to me again. Like just practicing their line. Like Erica has practiced like the perfect way to say, go fuck yourself to Sutton.
Absolutely.
That was workshop.
And when she said last night, she was like in her interview and she, you know, they had that moment where they, sorry to spoil it, Spencer. That's not spoiling anything. They had a moment where they were having a conversation and being like kind to each other. Right. And like vibing. And then the interview, Erica says something like, who cares if I hate Sutton? I'm there to be like a good team. But the way she just, the way she said it, the way she's so boldly is like, I hate her. It's incredible. It's gay.
And that's gay, so honestly. Petty. So many it's gays so hate each other. But if the right song comes on the dance floor, we're all going to be out there together.
And I would actually say, I think Erica rehearses, because I know exactly what you're talking about, Tom. But I think, speaking of the word raw, I actually think Sutton's pretty raw. I think Sutton is just like Georgia Southern Peach, like her vernacular and just the statements like in her body. I actually think it's pretty genuine, which is why I think she is top three housewives in the entire franchise for me.
Wow, Sutton.
I'm not saying that I'm obsessed with her, but I think she is made for housewives.
She is. What makes her really good too is she does not care about hawking a product. I know she has a store, but like she's not there to like sell her store. She's literally there just because she needs a day job, and like this keeps her busy. Like when the other women are working overtime to like pitch products, make moments. I don't think Sutton has ever thought about making a moment.
No, I think Sutton's pretty truthful, which is why I appreciate her.
Yeah. Although, yeah, well, I was gonna say I'm really can't get over her whole swimming pool story and how odd it is. The like the looking out in the backyard at the swimming pool with the kids.
I just go ahead, not on my list, but to piggyback off Sutton's mother and the moment when she said she doesn't miss Sutton's father.
She doesn't miss her dead dad.
I don't miss him.
It is so savage. That's gay, actually.
It really is gay. Sutton's mother and the wig, like the gray like wig that's kind of to the like, side of her head.
Yeah.
I don't miss him.
You wouldn't even too.
Also knowing that he killed himself. She's like,
Spencer, you can talk. You're just reacting. It's so funny.
I don't really know how to react to Sutton's father's death, but I think Sutton's mom is an icon. I mean, Sutton doesn't come from anywhere.
Right, of course. Spencer, what's your
next
one?
I'm going to go off Housewives for my second one, and I'm going to say Drag Race. Jan not winning the Madonna challenge was an iconic, jaw-dropping, aghast moment, because we all have Jan inside us. That's why Jan was relatable. Like Jan is middle school theater girl, and she just wants to be loved. And she ate it. It was hers. And RuPaul was such an asshole and knew exactly what she was doing, and then Jan lost, and I thought, that's gay.
It is gay. Boca legend.
Yeah. And this is me in support of Jan. I thought Jan should have won. It just was just the arc and that narrative, it was gay for me.
Yeah, it is. And there's something so like gay about wanting the part but not getting it, even though you're the one deserving.
You know, Megan Hilty like, and Smash. There's
very Smash, very Showgirls, very Center Stage. Like, it's like the one that really needs it and wants it and deserves it doesn't get it, but like the random ingenue in the corner gets it.
Yep.
But sometimes
who won that challenge? Oh, Gigi Good won. She's it, so great, right? Gigi was really good, but that was like Jan's moment. And I feel like Jan continues to not get her moment.
Yeah. And like Jan, I mean, Jan was in a pink flight attendant costume. Like the whole thing was just, the whole thing was like, and it was just LGBTQ.
And her, I'm sorry, but in the, she won the scene though in the background with just her dead eyes like staring into the void. That is my favorite. Cause we've all been.
Yeah.
Been like, yeah, congrats.
Yeah, your whole like world just like zooms out.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, speaking of Drag Race, I have another Drag Race one that I wanted to say. And that is, well, first of all, the new season of All Stars is all winners season for those that haven't been watching this season. It's amazing. Go watch. Even if you don't even haven't even seen all the seasons, it's just like joy being like pumped into your veins. It's just amazing. And I just want to give some energy and love to Raja. Raja won season 3 of Drag Race, or three? Yes, three. And Raja was such a huge part of my understanding of what the art of drag was. And seeing Raja back on our screens is makes me, this is like a little more serious one, but it just makes me feel really happy and full of pride for our community. And if Raja ever listens to this, I love you. You're the best. And I hope more young people can have queer icons like you to look up to in this wild, wild world. She's a rock star. And if you're like, I don't know who that is, Raja, their other name out of drag is Sutan. Sutan was the head makeup artist on ANTM from like season 3 to 10. So you know Raja. Raja's like in every episode of American Next Top Model. The one like getting the girls ready.
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Also, like, this isn't one of mine, but just so everyone knows, at North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts, Jujubee is playing the stepmother in Cinderella.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Wait, are you serious? Yeah. Wait, I would die if I was, like, a college kid and I get to the, like, show, like, my summer stock and Jujubee is in the show. I know.
It's amazing.
Oh, that's, she's going to be great at that, too.
Yeah, she's going to be amazing. Bradley.
My next one is a pretty, like, here's what it is. Housewives glam. And I want to say this because, like, I was watching last night both Atlanta before and then Beverly Hills. I was catching up. And I was thinking, at what point did the Housewives start doing this, like, major drag glam team creative director kind of thing, and who put that on? Erica. Is it Erica or is it someone else?
No, I think it's Erica, because Erica, I think, is the first person to come in and be like, I have nothing interesting but money. Like, and this, like, she also had this, her whole thing was like this alter ego of Erica Jane, right? Which is now kind of dissipated and they've kind of become the same probably. But when she was first on, remember her whole shtick was like, I have to go literally get into drag because I'm going to go be Erica Jane somewhere. And then that just kind of spilled over into her everyday like attire.
It's such a thing now that I kind of feel for some of the women on the show, because it's hard to keep up with that if you're not like down to make that major financial like investment.
Yeah, I can't imagine how much money it is on those trips. Like for them to fly them, house them, and then for them paying for their own, it has to be a lot. I mean, granted, they're not paying for the trip. Yeah. Bravo is, but like, still, that's a lot.
I imagine,
but
more than their check in the end. Like as many times as they have to do it for the season.
I will say, I think it's only though, like, I feel like it's kind of only for Beverly Hills. It's kind of only for Beverly Hills. Tinsley would bring glam on New York, but like really just Beverly Hills, you like kind of need to have glam unless if you're Chris Crystal, who doesn't prefer it. But I also just want to say, I think that Lisa Rinna, though, when she started doing the extensions and the wigs, I think that she, though, kind of profited, capitalized, what's the word? She took Erica and she ran, and then that inspired Kyle to have like pink, yellow, and purple eyeshadow now in glam. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Just want to shout out. I get that. I get that.
But I will tip my hat to Kyle, though, because she does not bring her team anywhere, which I really do like about her, is that she's just like, I can just do all
Kyle
this.
Kyle always kind of, and she goes off on her face and hair. She
does. Her makeup always looks amazing. Her outfits look great. I think she does a great job. And I love, remember Denise's first season when she showed up, they were in the Bahamas and she was like, I thought it was casual. And she's wearing literally like jean shorts and like a Hanes ribbed tank top.
That's why I think now too, you can so easily like something you spot in a first season housewife is sometimes them not getting that key vibe. It's like, no baby.
Right.
Now the way this shit works, like get a team together. Or at least at the minimum, hire someone that's gonna like kind of style you and set you up for the trip with certain looks and stuff. There's still like there's like, it's drag, right? It's gay. This like curated, fully curated, aesthetically pleasing look and vibe for you that someone's gonna help you like see through with like a through line. There's like a narrative. It's an intense thing. And if you don't bring that sometimes, like you're either gonna be shit on by the women for not having it, or like they're gonna edit you to make you look kind of like goofy or like dumb or something because you're not in with the energy.
Yep.
It's gay.
Spence. And speaking of a franchise where I actually can't remember seeing glam squads, I want to go to Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is like prop next to Beverly Hills, I would say like one of the most LGBTQ plus friendly franchises. And I would say so. I like Whitney, Heather, Meredith, Jen Shaw. There's something, not Jenny, but there's something, there's something not friendly Jenny. About it. And so I really want to go to a moment that,
wait, what do you think? What do you think Jenny's doing for Pride Month?
Honey, Jenny is watching The Birdcage with her husband. Like, I don't know.
She's like, she's one of those Republicans who's like, I love The Birdcage.
Of course.
Like you, like when someone's like, you don't like gays. Like, no, I love The Birdcage. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's a shame because her makeup is drag. Like
she is.
Yeah,
beautiful,
like yeah. I mean, like that was Kiss of the Spider Woman. Anyway, mine would have to be, I got to go to Mary Cosby for a second. Okay. Say what you want. I'm a Mary Cosby fan. I love Mary Cosby. And when they're in the like pseudo Italian wine bar and she's sitting across from Whitney and they're fighting about the FaceTime with the carpool and she goes, little girl.
I wrote that down. Spencer. I had
yeah,
that
I'm
one
sorry.
Too,
it just was, it alternate. Was like,
no,
that was it. Me and Eitan say it to each other all of the time. It is
little girl.
Little girl is like it was. It's iconic. It's legendary. It's her audition for Miss Hannigan in the revival in 20 years. Like it was everything.
You're absolutely right. It really is amazing. It's such a what's amazing about Mary is that she doesn't belong there. Like she doesn't know why she's there. So that makes you believe that she says shit like that to people all the time. Like she has said, little girl. to someone before. That's like not the first time she's used that. Like I feel like she scolded someone at the grocery store who like got in her way. Little girl.
Definitely.
Yes. Also like when she didn't somebody walk by them in like the mansion on the last season and she went, women. Remember that?
Yes, Whitney. Whitney walked by and she's like, oh, women.
Little girl. I'm sorry, Tom, that I stole that. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. That was on my alternate list because I was like, I wonder if someone will bring it up because it's so funny. Little girl.
Speaking of little girls, Tom.
Wait, speaking of little girls, Tom, I, in the spirit of Salt Lake City and other franchises, Sprinter Vans, that's gay.
Yeah.
Because so many moments have happened in Sprinter fans, okay? Without the Sprinter fan community, we would not have moments like Jinshaw's arrest. We would not have moments like the breakdown in Ireland in Orange County where Tamara's husband was being called gay and she was like dead eyes sobbing on iPhone footage filmed by Heather Dubrow. Like, we would not have moments. I'm trying to think of more. The family van, Vicky, OG, OC. We would not have, vans are innately gay. They serve a purpose. They put a lot of people, a lot of divas in the same space at the same time. We have to tip our vet. We have to tip our hat.
Also,
to family vans, to
Jen
vans.
And Lisa getting into a fist fight and the producer having to come on.
Ooh, absolutely. Yeah. That's yep. gay.
That's good.
Bradley, take
I'm going to take it back to, I think, Kenya Moore first season, but when she said that people mistake her for Beyonce. That's good. Especially at this moment in time, I thought about that because, you know, we're all listening to
right.
Break My Soul and repeat. And mm-hmm. I was just like, man, like, if there's one person that, like, the world unanimously has, like, respect for and, like, holds their, like, how they look, how, like, how she looks, how she, like, is in the world, like, and saying anything, comparing yourself at all to Beyonce is just such a wow. Like, and you're going to be met. It's going to be rare, I think, that you say that, and someone in the room is going to be like, yeah. Usually everyone's going to be like, Beyonce? Like,
more like Luther yeah. Vandross.
It was just so, yeah, it's the best.
Right. No, I agree. The audacity of being like, I look like her, the most famous person in the world. Like, I think I would know if Beyonce was standing in front yeah. of me. And I don't think it's you, Kenya.
Sorry, girl. No. But it's gay.
No. It's gay.
She is, I mean, Spencer. She is,
oh, go ahead.
I would say she's on the same beauty level as Beyonce. Like, I really think that Kenya is, like, drop dead. But yeah. that's also why we love Kenya, because she believes it. You know, like, she mm-hmm. believes that it's not performative.
Yeah, she's like, I am beautiful.
Yeah. That's a good one, Bradley. Wow.
Can't you imagine her going up to someone and be like, you thought it was Beyonce, didn't you?
Yes.
I saw you staring at me and you thought it was Beyonce.
No, not Beyonce.
Remember when Candace Dillard said that she gets noticed for her, like, D-list pageant that she won at the airport all the time?
Yes.
Do you remember that? She said at a reunion one time, Andy was like, yeah. You do? She was like, I get noticed all the time. Like, I'll be at the airport and someone will come up and be like, aren't you Miss, like, DC 2008 with tap shoes on? Like, I don't know what she won. And she's like, that's me. I don't know why that just made so me think funny. Of that. Spencer.
Okay, I'm gonna go from the heart for this one. This is not for comedic effect. Being gay, you need a mother hen. You need the mom figure. You need someone that you know can wrap their arms around you. And for me, that is Ebony, Real Housewives of New York. I think Ebony is one of the I thought that was one of the best freshman years on Housewives. I think she screams intelligence. She screams humor. She screams inclusivity. She just screams, like, I mean, it was the golden word of last season. She screams educated, and she knows everything. And if I quizzed her on anything having to do with LGBTQ history, she's going to know. And she just has every trick in the book, and she gets it, and she's heartfelt, she's curious, she has amazing zingers, Black Shabbat, like, she's iconic. She is gay for me. She is gay for me, and I love that she was an open Trump supporter back in 2016, and I love that she learned from it. And
you love, that's something you love no, about no, her.
I do, because you know what? As a liberal, we have to be progressive. And I really appreciate somebody who looks themselves in the mirror and is like, okay, I'm going to check myself. And, but also does, like, all the research on top of it. That is gay mama for me. Ebony Williams.
That is gay mama, the house down boots. Ebony, Trump supporter, Williams. I'm kidding.
Don't step on my mom and don't step on glass for this one.
Don't step on my mom.
Well, Spencer, points were made.
I love how I just want to say, if you maybe can't see Bradley and Tom's face, they fully were staring at me like I had 20 heads while I said that.
It was just like, you were like, mother hen. I thought you were about to be like, my mom. like I just didn't, I was expecting we were going to leave the housewives first or something. I don't know. It was just,
I wouldn't have watched.
But
I want you to meet Ebony Spencer. I want you to have a connect with her.
I think we can make that happen.
I think so too. I actually
think you could just reach out to her. She'd probably get back.
No, she's honey. She's like, she was like auditioning for The View. She's like, she is sprouting up. I don't think that she has time for me, mm-hmm. but she had time for Bradley.
I don't know. Shoot your shot, baby.
Okay.
I know a lot of people that know her, but via the DMs and like have her phone number now. And I don't mean that to make her sound desperate. I mean it like she's like willing to communicate with everyone. She likes to hear people's opinions and chat and things like that. So like I really think she'd be receptive.
She's a politician. She has that kind of like politician energy. I can see it. I stand by it. That's number four. And I love you, Ebony, if you're listening.
She's not. And our final round, you know, I think I started with Potomac. I want to end on Potomac with my fifth. And these are in no particular order. But I just want to scream to the mountaintops for Ashley Darby being free. Because Michael Darby, that's gay.
literally gay. And figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. And seeing, you know that Ashley is going to get dicked down like she deserves. She's going to get her punani eaten out by some women. We're going to get a lot of fun just hot bisexual shit from her. She's about to have her hot girl 2022. Everything about her is, I think she, for me, she is one of my top five housewives. I think she brings it to every episode, is always down to get in the muck, and that's gay. I love her. I love you.
She reminds
Ashley.
Me a lot of Brandy from Beverly Hills. There's a similar energy to them, how they show up and how they're so good on the show and how they bring like a mm-hmm. wild energy, but yet like they're both so beautiful. Like there's a Brandy Ashley similarity that I just always
but think of. Ashley, not to disagree with you fully, Ashley's not as curt and nasty as Brandy. Like for me, Ashley and Whitney remind me of each other. There's like this like aloofness, and they both like they just like say it with a smile.
That's
for me. I'm going off Ashley, like, and like speaking of like gay rights, Uncle Lump, like I'm like speaking of like that's the mother hen, like
that is the mother hen we are waiting for you to say. When you're like, I just want to get serious for a moment. Mother hens are the grounding force of the gay community. I just want to shout out Uncle Lump. Like, I also want to know what asshole named him Uncle Lump and why. Like, did he have a lump? And then, like, some kid was like, you're Uncle Lump. And he's like, oh, okay.
It probably was Ashley who named him. Even Ashley was like, you're Uncle Lump. Like, you know, Ashley is like she always speaks in like a weird, like, ba 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 ba. Like, she's always.
She says an insane thing, but in that voice. And you're like, wait, what?
Either one of your children call me Uncle Lump, I'll hate your family.
Write it down, Tom.
I was going to say it first.
You know, I have issues being an uncle with my name, so we're trying to get creative with other names.
We discovered that recently, right?
I recently wrote on a baby shower card, Auntie Tom. Because I was like, I don't know that I could write this down in writing for someone to keep forever.
Love, Uncle Tom.
Have you never thought about this, Spencer?
It's so horrible, but Auntie Tom is one of the funniest things I have ever heard in my life.
I know, it's wild. It also feels like something you would call it feels like a slur too. Like, I don't know.
You can't be Uncle Will. Like, you just can't.
No.
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 You know?
Maybe Uncle Lump is me. I am him. I am she. Bradley, what is yours?
My last moment is a recent one. It's Candy making everyone wear those panties and controlling them.
Oh, I hate that.
That's gay to me. Because while I hate that, and while if one of you presented that to me on a trip, you know I would say no immediately. Like,
yeah, you I would never do that.
But there's something sick in my head that would get a good laugh out of like doing that to y'all.
Wait. So you want to put a vibrator in me and just watch me squirm?
I don't know. That's weird. It's just,
that's not gay.
That's gay.
Yeah, I don't need to pay like zip zap zob with vibrators on a bus.
But the thing about it is the reason I'm Team Kenya on that whole thing is like, in Marlo, they're like, we're literally going to see a play that you produced, and it's also like a drama about like Black men and the Black experience in this country, and like we're gonna be sitting there like making each other come.
It's so wild
like,
to me.
Like what? And she's like, I just wanted to keep it kind of fun, kind of classy. It's like, okay, like there's a time and a place. Like
It's so funny to me. It's so messed up. And like you said, I do agree with Kenya, right? Like, I think I would actually be like, I would be tight about it. Like, I would act some kind of way, but something about it too in my head, I'm like, how funny that would be.
To watch me squirm in a Sprinter van, another Sprinter van moment.
You will never catch me with a vibrator at a Broadway show.
Put that on your tombstone.
Oh my gosh, that kills me.
Spencer, bring us home.
Okay. Oh man,
Uncle Lump.
All right, okay, are we gonna do what we did last time and have like a rapid last round where we don't comment on it, we just say it?
Sure. I don't have others written down, but I can throw some out that come to
okay
mind.
Great. I have six and I would like to say all six, but I will just make this like my last.
Oh, you have six more.
No. I have six in total. So I'm choosing my last one.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get to say the other one. All right. One. So say one you like.
Let's go to Selling Sunset.
Okay, love it.
But let's combine Selling Sunset with Bravo and let's talk about Christine Quinn on Watch What Happens Live. So for me, Christine getting caught about not having COVID and not going to the reunion, for me, that was the greatest revenge I could ever have on Christine Quinn. Christine Quinn stole her personality from the LGBTQ+ community. Christine has stolen every zinger from all of us into this personality and wig, and I see you, Christine. I'm not a fan of it. I don't believe you for a second. I don't think you're funny. Cruella DeVille is our gay icon, and you stole it all from her. So her being caught by Andy and her being next to Erica and Erica just rolling her eyes, that was gay written all over it.
I agree. And you know, say what you want, a lot of gays are scammers, and she's a scammer.
Totally. Oh my god. Yeah.
Gays will scam their way into anything. They'll scam their way into a Broadway show with a vibrator. They'll scam their way into a party that they don't have tickets to. They'll scam their way into a free drink. Christine has done all
the above. Will scam their way on a state test in high school. Like you there, we are scammers, but she, that's the ultimate scammer. It stops at an age. At like 20, you stop scamming. She's like 34.
But what I'll say about Christine in that moment, it was then that I realized and I learned she is not made for Housewives, because there's been a lot of online discourse about how she'd be a great cast member on Beverly Hills. Seeing her fully crumble, like just on Watch What Happens Live, I was like, you do not fit. She's not slick. I will say, I'll piggyback off that for a rapid fire. I will say her chair purse was gay.
Yes. Yes.
You couldn't hold anything in it, Bradley. It was just a chair. It's a bag that was a fold up chair. Like you couldn't set anything on it, hold anything. She was just carrying a chair. Google Christine Quinn chair purse. It's literally a bedazzled chair that she's carried around to listings as a fashion moment while she was pregnant. I have to tip my hat to that.
Chair. Purse. Here we go.
And also her like Brady Bunch chic look.
My God.
I love it.
Yeah, I do.
Literally a chair.
It's a chair.
No, I know it's a chair for a child.
Like a doll or something. Like.
No, I know it's wild. Yeah. What else? You know what? I think we should all collectively tip our hat to Garcelle. I think Garcelle is showing up as a gay icon right now. She is messy. She is stunning. She is all the things we want in our icons. And I just want the other Beverly Hills girls to realize that there is a new center diamond coming to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Mother did her research and she knows exactly.
She did. Yeah.
Shout out to Garcelle.
I don't think anybody, without Erica coming for them first, I don't think anybody has trampled Erica voluntarily first. I think Garcelle is the first.
You just say going in.
Garcelle is messy though this season.
So messy.
Like it's pretty. She doesn't give a wow. Wow.
And she's down to like stick her nose into everything and anything. She gives her opinion on everything. She knows how to like spark like a moment of energy that's like, she just knows what to do. And she's looked great every single time. She comes in full drag all the time. Even like on this trip, like no makeup and like a hat with the head coming through it, like that zebra print, like caftan and hat. Yep. Like it's all just the wigs. It's gay. Thank you, Garcelle. Thank you.
Thank you, Garcelle. And also thank you, Garcelle's sister. Also feels a little gay to me. Like
I think she is gay.
Yeah. Feels a little Lower East Side 60 plus gay for me.
Okay, I see that. Who else? What else? I don't have any other ones. My only other one. Oh, go ahead, Spencer.
Oh, no. I want you to go first.
No, my only other one was Little Girl. That was like my alternate, which is amazing.
I'm going to go to Kardashians for a second. I am loving the Hulu adaptation of the Kardashians. I'm loving, this is not my example, but just not having the theme song and them just like whooshing into their like silver.
it is fierce.
It makes me, it sends shivers up my entire body, but I'm gonna go to, this is my sixth one. Kris asking Kendall if she wants someone to cut her cucumber. And like Kendall being like, I can do it. And Kris being like, well, no, have her cut the cucumber for you. And Kendall being like, I'm fully mobile enough to cut my own cucumber. And Kris like insisting on having whoever works in their house cut the cucumber. That was gay for me.
Well, you know who I think is gay is Kendall.
I agree.
And I really think that she needs to be liberated by a woman and get off television. I think she'd be much happier.
She hates that shit.
She does to me. For me, she doesn't feel like she fits with them very well. And like, I don't know. It's just.
Do we think that I happen to think the Kardashians are authentically allies of the LGBTQ community? Do we think though that business wise they would be worried if Kendall actually came out?
I don't think so either.
I think it's more that Kendall doesn't want to, like, if Kendall is, you know, some sort of queer or whatever, I think that, or whatever she chooses to be or feels that she is, not chooses, but whatever she feels like she was born. Like, maybe she doesn't want to do it with the camera there, which I totally get. Yeah. But the cameras are always there. So how is she going to be able to navigate life on her own that way? I don't know. It just... Because remember that there was something so gay and horny to me about... Do you remember, like, the 1989 Taylor Swift album era of, like, the girl gang? It was, like, Kendall, Carly Kloss, Taylor, like they were all, and Cara Delevingne, yeah. they were all just like showing up together, just like on each other. I'm like, I know this is our show, but I think some of y'all are more into this than others.
I agree. I agree. New Kardashians on Hulu, it is great. I love it. And partly why I love it is like how absurd it is. Like their lifestyles are now at a point where it's just, I don't even think that people who are wealthy like that even live like that. Like it's insanity. And they really show you a really like lush version of it, like the coloring and everything that it's really like, it makes you like salivate. It looks like candy. And it's pretty good.
Oh, something I'll say that's gay too is when we have reshoots of scenes on reality shows, because the Kardashians are known for it, like staging scenes. There's a whole drama of like of the Travis Scott thing never getting addressed. And I don't know if y'all heard about how they think that they restaged Chris's birthday party so they didn't have to address it.
Really?
Did you hear about this? So Chris's birthday party was around the same time as, it was like the same weekend as Astroworld. And so they said at Chris's birthday party on the show, they were like, Kendall and Kylie were like, we're in Miami. Sorry, we can't be there, when Astroworld was not in Miami. But that was the same weekend. So they think that they literally like staged a new thing. And then there's all this drama about the finale, which I did not watch, that I guess there's some scene with Courtney and Travis that was not the same scene, like because the scene was caught in the press when they did it, and then I cannot recall what happened in the scene, but supposedly it was staged. And there's something amazing to me, the idea of like something so gay to me about like a group of gays being like, we need to try that again, take it back, and then like like that fight was good, but it wasn't right, so like let's take it back from the
also
top.
What's gay about them on this show is the heavy level of like filtering used on the camera lens in this new Kardashians, like they look like Bratz dolls or like Precious Moments, those little like new little like baby cartoons back in the day when we were kids. Like Chris's face is so airbrushed, she like looks like a smiley face.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Also the family meeting on the episode with Chloe and Tristan,
and the
family meeting for me was also like pretty gay and also pretty staged. That was another thing that they thought it was super super staged, that entire thing.
Kim was wearing like an evening gown like randomly at the meeting.
Yeah. Also, wait, guys, Kris Jenner and the Christmas song.
Oh my God.
That's gay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The season is like really like spectacular and also so fake at the same time. I love it.
But yet they do a little thing too now where they like break that fourth wall and they kind of talk to the camera a little bit, which is really pleasing to me, even on Housewives. For some reason, I love when they do that.
Agreed, completely.
I love.
You know what's a little gay also, guys? On Dubai, they're kind of, it's a different editing process than other Housewives franchises. Mm-hmm. Do you guys notice that? It's very Selling Sunset-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
it is. It also feels very, I've watched some of the I am garbage and consume so much Housewives. I've seen Housewives of Melbourne and also Housewives of like Vancouver. Yeah. And there's something very similar in the way those shows are not so real. Like they're not so soap docuseries like Housewives are. They're more like eye candy, like Selling Sunset. And they feel like they're edited very similarly. I'm curious to see if like there's maybe a crossover with like those editing teams or something. But yeah, I agree. Are y'all liking Dubai? I'm meh on it.
I watched a little bit of the first episode and I was like, oh, I'm not. At the time, I was like, I'm not in this. I'm not in like the right headspace to like take on something new yet. So I'm really.
Well, you know who is gay and who, a great person to say that's gay to end on is Caroline Sandburg's husband. That blonde twink.
So many housewife husbands.
Well, he's now blonde. He dyed his hair blonde. But on the show, to me, he's gay, I think.
He's like sticks and stones twink. 6 to 7.
Yeah. I mean, not to out someone in Pride Month, but I just mean like it's wild to me. He looks like a porn star to me almost.
It feels a little it all feels a little too slow for me. But apparently I don't quote me. Apparently they're trying to get Bravo to stop after the season. There's something with Dubai. There's something weird happening. Ooh. But now I just said it and now
really?
You can just look after. But I saw that on TikTok. Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of controversy about Dubai itself yes. because of how like the UAE is so tight on and conservative on so many women's issues. Speaking of that's gay, LGBTQIA plus issues, they're not pro that in any way.
You can't be gay there, but there's so many gay men who are on the glam squads. I'm always confused.
I know. I don't get it either. And there are gay bars and stuff there too. I was like looking it up. I did like a deep dive. It's very, I think it's illegal.
It is illegal.
To be gay?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah. Also, the other reason why I think they may get rid of it is because they need to make room for Real Housewives of Illinois, Real Housewives of Nashville, and then the Real Housewives of Arizona, right?
I heard those were debunked, that they weren't real. But I do think that Chicago and Arizona would be really smart.
What's happening with New York?
So they just like officially announced that the Roni Legacy, like it's called the Legacy Housewives of New York City, will be coming to Peacock in 2023, but they haven't started filming it yet. So I assume that will be Dorinda, Luann. I really want Tinsley and Kelly Vincimone on it. I think the two of them would be chaos together. Like they would not get along in any.
But then they're
going
to start a whole new New York with brand new people.
Tip to toe.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Supposedly, Leah may be involved in the new New York. I don't hate Leah. I don't have any feelings on her. I know a lot of people really loathe her.
I like Leah. I mean, they were trying to really find a new Bethany. And I think Leah just misses a little bit of the class that Bethany has.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I loved her first season. I could do or not do her. Yeah. Oh.
She lost me on her view on voting. She really lost me when she was like, I don't vote. And Ebony was like, please vote. Our lives depend on it.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I had another question about Housewives. New York. You know what's the polar opposite of gay? I couldn't find anything gay except her pigtails. New Jersey. Nothing gay. Zip.
I completely agree. And I think most of them are likely a touch homophobic.
Like you might not be safe with them.
Yep.
No. Yep. They scare me as a gay.
I saw Jennifer Aiden's brother, though, at the Life at Encores. I was like,
no, that's
I was gay. It was kind of gay. I was like standing in line to go into the theater and like right behind me, I'm like, why do I know that guy? And then I said Eitan, I'm like, is that Jennifer Aiden's gay brother? And
he's like, gay musical theater teacher brother.
So when I almost said something like, I love your work, but like what was his work? Like I don't, you know what I mean?
He did have a very brave storyline on camera that I'm sure he was not paid
he
for.
He had a better storyline than Dolores ever has.
Okay, don't come for our... That is a woman.
What's
I
her storyline? Ever.
I just... Pretty?
Fine. Yeah,
hot?
Fine.
Could we shout out two gay husbands? One being Diana's husband on Beverly Hills. And
gay.
Also Drew's husband on Atlanta.
Gay, yeah.
And we're thankful.
Do you really think Ralph is gay? I don't know that.
Maybe not gay, but I feel like
he's like maybe jerked off in a steam room with someone before, but hasn't like full penny.
He would let you
suck his
dick, sure.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. No kissing.
I don't know if Ralph is gay, but I do think that Ralph and Drew are the PK and Dorit of Atlanta. Like they sit off camera. And they script it all out. They are smart. Drew is really trying this season a little bit.
Speaking of scripting, things, scripted things, I do still feel weird about Dorit's breakout.
Okay.
Weird for me. Really? It feels weird for me. The way it was played out and the way
The only thing I'll say about it, and which I've said on here many times, is that I feel that the break-in was real. I feel that they navigate life in a very bizarre way that I would not pre and post break-in. Yeah. Like, the going to film right after will forever feel so bizarre to me. And they have very shady business dealings prior to that. So it's just like a very bizarre kind of just sequence of events. But I do believe that the break-in's real, of course. But like, I just think that they're just kind of scammers in general. Mm-hmm. And so like,
maybe my weird feeling is just the fact like their ability to like get through that and be okay and like kind of use it to their advantage or go to work. And like, mm-hmm. even though I do think she, you know, I understand having to go to work in difficult moments. And I do think people don't talk about it enough, right? If it did happen, you know, she has this job. This job is the reason why she's has any relevance, right? So like she has the ability to like be okay. She has the ability to like say, let me go to work. I get that. But yeah, it just makes me feel weird. But maybe it's just, like I said, the way they navigate life, like you said, Tom, and they just are in a different place.
I was talking with my mom about this morning, actually. Not
about Dorit's break.
Ebony, yes. Or your actual mom.
Not Ebony. My other mom. And
your mother hen.
The thing that I think that viewers just really don't understand is that the cameras are like just another child in these people's families. And what I will say is that if you remember, the break-in happens, they talk about it, and then you see Lisa and Erica going into her gate, but that's it. You don't see anything else until at night when she goes to Kyle's house. And so I could see her calming down during the day, not having cameras on her, and then at night going. But again, I still thought it was weird that PK met her at Kyle's house. But like,
that's the part that's weird.
Kids were home. Me. But then again, I can go screw off, because that is how she wants to parent, and she's an amazing mom. And we all have different moments. It just felt, I don't know, it just felt a little.
It felt awkward. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, any final gay ass moments you want to leave our listeners on before we let y'all go? I think we covered.
I'm curious which Housewives will be on the float on Sunday. In the West Village.
Yeah, I wonder if they are doing any sort of float again. That was so wonderful when they did that float a couple years ago. Seeing that many Housewives, I remember seeing it being like, oh my God, this is
that
special.
Is gay. Like, and that's the moment too where you that saw is that gay. Like, man, Bravo gets it. They know what they're giving us is really great, excellent gay ass content.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, before we stop the record button, Spencer and Bradley, thank you again for being here. Love you both. And let everyone know where they can follow you and all that stuff. Spencer, you can start.
You should follow me on TikTok, the actor cheerleader. I forget my answer. I think it's Hi Spencer Glass.
It is Hi
on Instagram.
Spencer.
I also just want to say, Tom and Kix, I'm so proud of you guys. Like, this is not like the podcast world is not an easy world to break into, and y'all have just like really worked your tushes off and like really made this an empire. I'm really, 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 really proud of you guys. I know that Bradley feels the same way. Like, we've both talked about it when we've had dinner together. I'm just really freaking proud of you, Tom.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's so nice. I didn't expect that today.
Yeah,
it's really
incredible. You guys are killing it. And people love you. I met people that listen and like love it. So that's really cool.
Yay. Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah, it's really cool. You can find me on Instagram at BradGibson13. And I have Twitter, but I don't know what that is. And I don't have TikTok because I don't know how to use it. So just follow me on Instagram.
It's scary. And you can follow me at TheTumHamlet. You can follow the podcast at Dumpster Dive Pod. And please DM us any moments you think are gay that happened this year or in reality television history. We would love to hear some of y'all's thoughts on this episode. And happy Pride to all the he, she's, and they's out there. And have a fabulous Pride. Bye.